Georgia Congressman John Lewis helped organize the Freedom Summer. He also delivered Emory's commencement address last spring, where he urged students to support immigration reform.
It doesn't make sense that we live in a country, we live in a society where more than 12 million people are living in the shadow, living in fear. That is not right. And you must get in the way and find a way to make a way out of no way.
That resonated with Andy Kim, an Emory senior who has a problem with the school's financial aid policy. Undocumented students can be admitted to Emory, but they're classified as foreign-born. That means they have to pay the full tuition price of $44,000 a year, Kim says.
This is a policy that clearly discriminates against a large population of students, college-ready students in Georgia and across the nation. So first and foremost, we absolutely have to change this policy.
Kim co-founded a group called Freedom at Emory University. It's made up of students and faculty. Members hope to meet with administrators to talk about changing the policy.
This initiative is almost a product of my learning at Emory, like taking really phenomenal classes with fantastic professors that have taught me to challenge myself and to, I guess, just face issues head on.
Kim says he just wants to help others have the opportunity to do the same. Emory issued the following statement. Financial aid policies for highly qualified undocumented students who gain admission to Emory continue to be a source of discussion for us. Martha Dalton, WAB News.